going to be turning our Bibles to Psalms 34, verse 13, and I'll let you guys get a head start in that before I start reading. It says, "Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile." And if you will, turn also to James 3, and we'll be looking at verse 1 through 8. Here it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whitherso the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Let's pray, and we'll continue to look at what the tongue can do in our body. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you would be with the rest of the night. I pray you would also be with Luke as he gives another sermon, Lord. I pray you would be with me. I pray you would help me to have the words to say. Help me to give your word to them. And I pray you would just help these people as they travel back home. Pray you would give them safety. In Jesus' name, amen. So here, as we look at these two passages about the tongue, we can see that the tongue is a very small member, but that very small member in our body can be the very big thing that gets us into a lot of trouble these days. It says here in James chapter 3, verse 3, that we use a bit for horses, that they may obey us. And what it says in the next part of the verse, that they may obey us. Now, a horse is a very big animal, and if you can turn a horse with that very small bit that you put in its mouth, then, of course, it says the tongue can no man tame. And in the next verse, we see also that the ship is controlled by a very small helm. Just like the helm of a ship and the bit of a horse, so is the tongue. And I'll just give a little demonstration. And so on Monday, I was out doing my chores, doing what I was supposed to be doing. And then I just got done burning trash, and the horses came up to get a drink out of the water and eat some grass there. And I thought, you know, it'd be fun right now to ride a horse. So I thought, I want to ride that one. So I, not thinking and being lazy, I grabbed a piece of rope and kind of a piece of leash, if you will, and I put it around his neck and led it to a dog box in the pasture. And as I was getting on the dog box, he saw that I wanted to ride him, and he didn't feel like he was the smart one. He knew that if I got on him, I was going to get hurt. And so I let him over there, and I got on the dog box. And as I was starting to get on the dog box, he started to move, and I thought, you stay still. And he just kept on moving. Finally, I jumped on his back, and I was leading him real good and turning him around and everything. And all of a sudden, I hear this kicking and stomping. And I look behind me, and the other horse, the ornery one, she was kicking and took off running behind me. So after I looked around, I saw the horse looked around that I was riding, and he thought, well, if she's taking off, I'm going to take off too. So he took off running, and as I was riding, he thought, I don't like this rider on my back, so I'm going to get him off. So he started running real fast, felt like 35 miles an hour, and he tried to ram me into the fence, and so I was riding bareback, so I started to lift up my leg, so he went and squish it, and then he, as fast as he was going, I slipped off and I fell off. And why that all happened was because I didn't put that little small bit in his mouth to control him, but I had that rope around his neck to control him. But that's not what horses are used to control, so that is the exact same way the tongue is only no man can tame it, and horses are controlled by that small bit, and our tongue is small, but it can become big in a short time. In the passage down below, it says, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. And another thing is, have you ever gone out to start the trash or make a campfire or bonfire, and you light a match or you start a lighter, and as you do that, you get a little tiny flame, just a little flame, but as you watch it and light it to that piece of paper or wood or whatever, it becomes not just that little small flame, but quickly becomes a large flame. And the tongue is the same way. If you can say a little tiny word that's wrong and ungodly about someone or something, it can be a very big deal. And instead of being a little word anymore, it is a great deal. And it will start a conflict between you and those around you who you've wronged. And I thought of it this way, that you could even put it that Satan wants you to start that little tiny flame, that little word that you say out of your mouth in a wrong way. Well, all Satan needs you to do is do that. And as you do that, once you do that, you may regret it, but as you do that, Satan is just like someone taking and pouring some gasoline on the fire. It's no longer a small flame, but is a big bonfire. And that is exactly what Satan wants to happen and what could happen with that little small word. And with that big flame, it could hurt many people in doing that. And it can even be, as the Bible described it, as the last verse I read, a deadly poison. And as you look at that and look how many wrong things a tongue can do and how many bad things what a tongue can do and how it can affect your life, let's look now at the good things of what the tongue can do. You can turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119, verse 172. Now here's a good thing about what our tongue can do for our lives. It says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Now, in speaking this, it says that your tongue can speak the word, which means maybe witnessing or being a good example or saying kind words around people. It may affect a person's life and think and know that Jesus Christ is in you. And that may bring them to church where they may get saved or start coming faithfully to church. Another verse, you don't have to turn there, but is Philippians 2:11. It says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And I think that is also a good thing, because every knee is going to bow when, no matter if they don't want to or not, when the world ends and God has everybody come to the great white throne. And now we see that the tongue doesn't have to be a small thing that tears down and is harmful and wicked, but it can be also used as a tool to serve God and tell others about a great creator. Now if you'll turn your Bibles also to Proverbs 16, and we will be looking at verse 24. It says, "Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Now, I don't know about all you guys, but I really like honey and how it is sweet. And the more you eat more and more of it, the more and more you want to eat it. And I think it tastes good, but and that's what the Bible compares pleasant words to. That if you give pleasant words, it's going to be as sweet as honey. It also says health to the bones. Now, I recently broke my wrist in doing a game, but at that time, I wished I had stronger bones that wouldn't break. And as the Bible describes it, it says pleasant words are as health to the bones. Well, making bad decisions and deciding not to do good things and using your tongue wrong is like sickly bones. And I don't know what you guys would think, but I think I'd like stronger, healthier bones that have sweetness to them and words that are kind, instead of sickly bones that are as thin as twigs. But so if you're choosing to say wrong and hurtful words over pleasant words that are sweet as honey, then you are making a bad decision that you will regret sometime. So before you decide on how to use your tongue, you had better think about what God said about your tongue and how to use it. And remember that the tongue can't do right and wrong at the same time. You don't have a gray piece of paper that you're holding up that says, I say bad things, I say good things. You have a black piece of paper or a gray or a white piece of paper that says, I'm saying good words or bad words. Now let's turn back to James chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Now, if you take a glass of water and you are around the ocean or sea and you fill it up with that clear water that looks good to you in the ocean or sea and take a sip of that, and then as you are sipping that and drinking that, you'll think, boy, this is really salty, and get a drink of nice fresh water. And if you don't, then you'll probably be pretty sick by the end of the day with how salty it is. And so is your tongue. If you can't, it says here that doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Does your tongue send forth sweet words and kind words, or does it send forth bitter words that are salty like the ocean? And you can't always say both. You got to do one or the other, just like I said, not a gray piece of paper either. It has to be black that says bad words or white that says good words. And as we have talked about the tongue tonight, I would just like you guys to think about, will my tongue be used to tear down and be unkind and be sickly bones and start a small flame that will soon become a raging fire? Or will you use it to honor God and give Him the glory? But just remember, in all those, that you can't use both. You got to use one or the other in using your tongue. You could have sweet, kind words that are as sweet as honey and pleasant, or salty, bitter words that are unkind and soon a flame and soon a fire. It is your choice all in how do you want to use your tongue. But just remember, God will bless if you do right with your tongue, or chasten us on our decision on how how bad we can use our tongue.